Chapter 4. Going for the Doctor. There was soon a new stable boy to look after us. His name was Joe Green, and he was only 14 years old. He was inexperienced and much to learn, but John Manley wanted to give him a chance. The old stable boy, James Howard, had found a new job. Squire Gordon wasn't sure about hiring such an inexperienced boy in James's place. However, John Manley insisted. He recalled his own childhood and how his parents had died when he was the same age as Joe. He had had to look after his sister, and if someone had not taken a chance on John and given him a job, he would not have been able to do so. Joe came to work, and James taught him all he could about looking after horses. Joe was quick and eager and kind-hearted, too. He enjoyed being in the stable and always came whistling to work. One night, I had eaten my hay and was lying down in my straw fast asleep. Suddenly, I was awakened by the stable bell ringing very loud, and John came in the stable.
"Wake up, Beauty," he said, and he quickly threw a saddle on my back.
We were off to get the doctor, for Mrs. Gordon was ill and needed help.
"Now, Beauty, do your best," said John,
and so I galloped as fast as I could lay my feet to the ground and got us to the doctor as quickly as I could. I was tired when we arrived at the doctor's, and I was supposed to have a rest. But the doctor had no horse to ride, so he had to take me, which meant that we had to leave John behind. So when we arrived back at Birtwick Park, it was Joe who looked after me. The doctor went in to see Mistress Gordon, and Joe led me to the stable. I was glad to be home after such a tiring journey. My legs shook under me, and I could only stand and pant. Not a hair on my body was dry, and I steamed all over. Poor Joe was inexperienced and didn't know what to do. He rubbed my legs and my chest, but he did not put my warm blanket on my back, thinking that since I was so hot, I wouldn't like it. Then he gave me cold water to drink, and it was so good that I drank it all. However, he should not have given it to me cold. He gave me some hay and some grains, and thinking he had done right, he went away. Soon I began to shake and tremble, and I turned terribly cold. My legs ached, my back ached, my chest ached, and I hurt all over. I wished for my warm blanket, and I wished that John would come back. But I knew he had 8 miles to walk, so I lay down in my straw and tried to sleep. John finally came home and realized what had happened. He covered me with warm blankets and got some hot water to make me some warm gruel, but it was too late. I was now very ill, and it hurt to breathe. John nursed me day and night, and Squire Gordon came to see me too. He thanked me for saving his wife's life, for the doctor said if I had not gone as fast as I had, she would have died. As sick as I was glad to hear that. In time, my health returned, but the doctor continued to visit Mrs. Gordon regularly. At last, he advised the Gordons to move to a warmer climate. Ginger and I were sold to an earl. Before long, John took us to our new home at Earlshall Park.